Hi, Bumper Podcast. Remember last week when Santa Claus was here? That was pretty amazing. Remember the week before that when Turkey from Thanksgiving was here because he was upset because he didn't get to do his episode? That was pretty awesome, too. The week before that was rough, but we don't have to talk about it. How has your year been? My year has been amazing. You know why? Because of you. I appreciate you so much. I appreciate your emails and your calls and your messages and everything that you do. Just listening is so awesome. I'm kidding. You don't email or message me or call me. It's all out there. You should do it, and then I'll put it on the podcast. It'll be a lot more fun. My goal for 2019 is not just to be more consistent with recording episodes. That'll never happen. But also to get you more engaged, to get you to interact with the Bumper Podcast a little bit more, because you know what? I love interacting with you. I mean, I love interacting with Pig and with Rufus T. Rufus and Robot and Doodle Poodle and everybody here, but you're pretty cool too. You're pretty awesome. So get on the horn, send me a message even through Twitter or Instagram. I don't know where I am. I'm all over the place and I want you to be there too. With that being said, do you know what tomorrow is? It's the biggest day of the year, it's Christmas morning, and we are so thrilled, beyond excited. I mean, really, out of our gourds excited right now, because I'm recording this on Christmas Eve, and I went up to my kids and I said, who wants to go record a podcast? And one of them didn't even look up from his iPad, and the other, he sneezed at me. I don't know what that means. I think in France, that's a good sign. I've never been to Europe, so I'm not entirely sure. And I didn't have time to Wikipedia it or Google it or anything those kids do these days. But, you know, I was like, well, fine, then I'll just go record my podcast by myself. So I came downstairs, but I wanted to have them on so they could have their sweet voices talk about Christmas and what they want for Christmas and how much they love Santa and all this stuff. But they opted not to. That's fine. That's entirely fine. I'm trying to think of exciting things that have happened to me recently. I got to hang out with the spirit of Saint Nick, of old Santa Claus, at a coffee shop here in my town in the newest of Jerseys, and it was amazing. There was like 75 people there, like standing room only, and from what I saw, Santa had a great time. He was singing songs. He sang Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. He sang Frosty the Snowman. He sang Jingle Bells. And then sat down and was high-fiving all the kids and giving little Santa Claus fist bumps. And then sat down and actually read 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. Which, if it's been a long time since you've read that book, or if you've never read that book, if you haven't, then go read it now. Pause this, then come back. But if you haven't read it in a long time, and you go to read it in front of a big room full of people, especially kids, it's very poetic, very lyrical, and very oldie English, hard to read type of stuff. And so it becomes this, and there's not like, it's not like a poem where there's like, whatever, ABAB, or structure like that. So it's hard to really read it with an oomph, because a lot of the words I was just like, what is the clatter of little hooves upon the roof? Like, I know what it means, but kids are like, what's a clatter? I don't know what a clatter is. And then they're like, where are these tiny hooves? So Santa found himself constantly throughout the book having to be like, okay kids, what that means is this. And this is what this is referring to, and so on and so forth. And the kids were like, why? We don't need all the exposition, Santa. We don't need your notes in the side of 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. We don't need your cliff notes, your Santa notes. Just read the book. We'll look at the pretty pictures. And I don't do that so well. And so I just kind of, you know, I was just like, oh, what this means is so-and-so. And they're like, okay, just get to the jolly old elf coming down the stairs. And but it was amazing. It was an amazing time. The coffee place is called Cedar Beans, and I highly recommend it. I actually, it's a friend of mine who owns it, and I wrote a Yelp review for them, And because I just love it. And I love that my friend opened a coffee shop, took a leap of faith, and actually did this thing that he's been wanting to do, and now has a coffee shop, and it's so much work. And so I like to try to support him and help him in any way I can. So I wrote a Yelp review. For any of you who don't know, that's like a website where you go and you write reviews, good or bad, about businesses that you've been to, and then they get like a rating system. You're 3 stars, you're 2 stars, you're only 1 star. Oh, I'll never go to a 1-star place. Ooh, you're 4. I don't know if you can get half stars. You're 4.5 stars. I don't know if you can do that or not, but you get stars. So I gave him 5 stars, and then I wrote a nice, lengthy, I thought, well-written review with good structure, and I hit across all these points that seemed like good points, and then I submitted it. And then he told me, he's like, oh, they didn't let your review go through. And I was like, why wouldn't they let Natty Bumper Car's review go through? What doesn't seem legitimate about that? And he goes, no, it has nothing to do with your silly name or the fact that you're a cartoon character or that your best friend is a pig. What it has to do with is this is the first review you've ever read, and you essentially wrote a book about my coffee shop. And they felt like that he had, you know, twisted my arm or whatever, made me write this nice review for him. But he didn't. I just wanted to do it. I wanted to be nice to my pal and write a good review, which he deserves. So I said, all right, I'll go review some other stuff and then I'll come back and review you. And he was just like, that's a lot of work. And I was like, nothing but time. I'm made of time right now. Oh, speaking of being made of time. I was going to tell you a funny car story, but I've got 3 funny car stories that I want to save for the next episode. So you know what? With that being said, let's take a deep breath. Let's look back at 2018 and think, wow, I am so glad you're over. At least for me. It's very rare for me to look back at a year and go, you know, oh, I'm glad you're done with, but this year, I will be happy to see in my rear view mirror. For kids out there, to see in my backup cam. No, I wish, because rear view mirror, that makes more sense. It was a rough year. You know, we had the flood. Poor Emerson broke his arm. Poor Sox went over the Rainbow Bridge. I'm sure he's happier over there. Although the kids have been saying how much they miss him because of the holiday season, and they remember taking pictures with him, which is rough to go through, but that's okay. What else? The car died. I don't know if I said that. There's been a lot, you know, and it's fine. You work through it. I think, you know, you just kind of like what Santa Claus said last episode, you just keep trying. You wake up every morning and you push and you try just a little bit. Even if you just move the tiniest bit, you keep moving. And even if you don't move, it's okay because you just think about moving, which is kind of like moving. You don't give up. You just keep trying. That's my advice. The 2018, I mean, I might even record another episode before the end of the year. I don't know. But if I don't, thank you so much. I love you to pieces, you little Mises. You're the best bumper podcasteteers a kid could ever have. This is exciting news. We got picked up by a network. I probably should have led with that. That would have been the good way to start the episode. It's called the Shining Wizards Network, and it's originally from a wrestling podcast, the Shining Wizards podcast, but they're starting to build a little stable of podcasts, and they were so kind enough to bring us on, so thank you so much, Shining Wizards Network. Onward and upward, good things ahead for all. Go look in the mirror, give yourself a wink and a nod. You're amazing. I'm Natty Bumper Car.